Well, howdy people, how are you? Sunny day today, a little bit cool today though. I just been reading a couple of news items where guys were charged with going with a prostitute. But really, that just kind of shows you what the double standard in society is. How can a man tell nowadays what is a femme of the night and what isn't? Mostly all femmes today dress like femmes of the night, act like femmes of the night, and generally will want more money than femmes of the night. I mean, to me, it makes perfect sense with going with a femme of the night. The man doesn't waste so much time, doesn't have to jump through so many hoops, and most of the time it's going to be cheaper. But apparently society allows OnlyFans. And what really is that all about, eh? But as usual, it's the male that has to pay and has to take accountability. Well, and you'd think they'd at least try to pretend this society isn't gynocentric. It's the oldest profession in the world. And there's far more of it around than there ever was, isn't there? They may try to call it a different name, but really it's exactly the same thing, isn't it? And because femmes have supposedly been freed from the patriarchy, their true nature shines through, if you know what I mean. Femmes have always been selling sex, because that's all they have. And for some reason, they think they're far more valuable than they ever were. And the truth is, they're not. So what it seems like to me is that it's okay for femmes to be femmes of the night. But if males go with them, they can get charged. Yeah, that sounds fair enough, doesn't it? Nothing wrong in that. But I'm an old guy and I can't tell the difference between the two with the femmes on the street today. They don't just all look the same. They all act the same. Well, it's the usual propaganda. Femmes are good, no matter what. Males are bad. You take it easy, guys.